Laudator Jesus Christus. This is Vatican Radio.
Good evening from the English News Desk. I'm Emma McCarthy. Pope Benedict, continuing his catechesis on St. Paul during his weekly audience today, said the apostle contributed greatly to our understanding of the sacraments, Lydia Kane reports.
The Christmas spirit was in the air in the Paul VI Hall for Pope Benedict's general audience on Wednesday as the sound of carols echoed around the auditorium in anticipation for the Pope's arrival. When the Holy Father did arrive, it was to the cheers of the waiting crowds who had gathered to see him. During his audience address, Pope Benedict focused his attention on the sacraments, saying that St. Paul contributed greatly to our understanding of the sacramental life.
Baptism, he explains, is a sharing in the death and resurrection of Christ. We die to sin and we rise with Christ to a new life of mystical union with him. Washed clean in the purifying waters, we emerge sanctified and justified, and we put on Christ. Through baptism, the believer becomes a new creature, renewed in the Holy Spirit, and incorporated through the same Spirit into the one body of Christ.
Speaking on the sacrament of the Eucharist, the Holy Father said it seals the union between Christ and the Church.
In the sacrament of the Eucharist, the life of the Church is nourished and built up. Following the teaching handed down by the apostles, the Christian community does what Jesus did at the Last Supper, when he took bread and wine, blessed them, and gave them to his disciples to eat and drink. In this way, the memory of the Passion is recalled, and a foretaste of the heavenly banquet is given to God's people as they await his coming again.
Finally, during his discourse on this theme of a mystical relationship, the Pope considered St. Paul's teaching on the sacrament of marriage.
By pondering the teaching of this great apostle, may we grow daily in our love for the Church and draw deeply from the wells of living water that she opens up for us.
The Pope, speaking in Italian, said the Church is not a corporation but a body. He then concluded his audience by saying that his thoughts were with the youth, those with illnesses, and newly married couples, and he prayed to Our Lady of Loreto and the Lord Jesus to help the young, comfort the sick, and encourage those who have entered into the sacrament of marriage.
You're listening to Vatican Radio.